Welcome to this Beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building an Apache-style switch-up rebuild for rewind-worthy drops with jungle and old-school drum and bass energy. In this lesson, we're not just looping a breakbeat and calling it done. We're going to take an Apache-style break, or any similar old-school jungle break material, and turn it into a drop that moves. It's going to have a groove, a surprise switch-up, and that moment where the energy feels so good you almost want to rewind it and play it again. That rewind feeling is a huge part of jungle and old-school DNB culture. It's about tension, release, and a drum pattern that tells a story. So the goal here is simple: make the break talk back. Let's get started. Open a new set in Ableton Live 12, and set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. Our really good starting point is 165 BPM. That sits right in the sweet spot for jungle and old-school DNB. Then make sure your master is not clipping, because we want a clean foundation before we start adding grit. Create a few tracks to keep things organized. You'll want one track for your main break loop, one track for your chopped break slices, one for bass, one for rewind or transition effects, and if you want, one extra track for atmosphere or pads. If you already have your Apache-style sample or break loop, drag it onto your first audio track. If you do not, use a break that has that same dusty, old-school energy. It does not need to be the exact Apache sample to learn the technique. Now, if the sample is not already locked to your project tempo, do not worry. That is what warping is for. Double-click the clip to open it in Clip View, and turn Warp on. For drum loops, the best warp mode is usually Beats. That keeps the transient shape of the drums nice and clean. Set your first warp marker on the first clear transient, then check how the break sits against the grid. The goal here is not to force the break into a robotic shape. You want it tight enough to groove, but still loose enough to keep that human swing that makes jungle feel alive. So if the timing is slightly off, only add warp markers where you actually need them. Try not to overdo it, because too many warp markers can make the break feel stiff. A good beginner rule is, correct only the problem spots, not every single hit. Once the break is locked in, let's shape it so it sits better in the mix. On the break track, add EQ 8 first. Use a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out unnecessary sub-rumble. If the break feels muddy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the hats or top end get too sharp, tame a narrow spot somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz. After that, add drum bus. This is one of the quickest ways to give your break more attitude. Start with light to moderate drive, maybe around 5 to 20%, and keep crunch fairly low at first. If you want more snap, push the transients a little bit positive. Be careful with boom, because it can get heavy fast. Listen as you go and let your ears decide. Then add saturator. A touch of soft sine or analog clip can help the break feel thicker and more old school. Keep the drive modest, around 2 to 6 dB, and lower the output if needed so you do not clip. Finally, add utility. This is useful for stereo control. If the break is too wide or too messy, narrow it a bit. That can help the drums feel more focused and punchy. Now we get to the fun part, turning that loop into something you can rearrange. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing options, choose Transients, and create one slice per transient. Ableton will build a drum rack for you and map each slice to a pad. This is where the break becomes playable like an instrument. Instead of being stuck with a single loop, you can now reprogram the rhythm, repeat certain hits, leave space, or create fills and switch-ups. Open the MIDI clip that Ableton created, and start with a simple tube bar pattern. For your first pass, keep the basic kick and snare feel of the original break. Do not try to reinvent everything right away. You are building a strong foundation first. A good beginner approach is to make bar 1 feel close to the original, then use bar 2 to add a little movement. Maybe repeat a snare slice, maybe shift a hat, maybe add a ghost hit. Small changes go a long way. Use velocity to make the groove breathe. Put main kicks and snares louder, and keep ghost notes lower. If you repeat a slice, vary the velocity slightly so it feels more human. This is one of the easiest ways to avoid that rigid, copy-paste drum machine feel. Now let's build the switch-up. This is the part that makes the listener perk up. A switch-up is a short rhythmic change that breaks the pattern just enough to create excitement. In jungle, that could mean removing the kick for half a bar, repeating a snare fast, dropping in a reverse hit, or suddenly shifting the rhythm into a little stutter. Here is a simple example. On one bar, hit a kick on beat 1. Then bring in a snare later in the bar, add a quick break chop or two, then finish with a fast hat fill. That little rhythm change creates that wait, what just happened, moment that makes the drop feel alive. Think in energy states. Each little phrase should do a job. One part teases, one part hits, one part misdirects. Then the payoff lands. Next, let's build a rewind cue. A rewind-worthy drop often has a moment that practically asks the crowd to bring it back. You can make that with a reversed cymbal, a reversed snare, a vocal shout, a tape stop style moment, or a small filtered transition. One easy method is to take a snare or vocal chop, render it to audio, reverse it, and place it right before the switch up. Add a small reverb tail if you want it to bloom a little. That gives you a classic transition into the main hit. If you want extra flair, use echo or simple delay on that cue, or automate auto filter to make the transition rise and fall. You do not need huge effects. Even small transition sounds can make a drop feel way bigger. Now the bass. Even though this lesson is centered on sampling, the bass is what gives the drop weight and depth. Create a new MIDI track and load operator, wave eatable, or analog. For a beginner-friendly old-school jungle bass, operator is a great place to start. Use a sine wave for a clean sub, and keep the envelope short and punchy. Attack at zero, short decay, moderate sustain, short release. That gives you a bass that speaks clearly without stepping on the brake. Keep the rhythm simple, it on the downbeat, answer the snare, and leave room in between. A jungle drop gets huge when the drums and bass are not fighting each other. If the break is busy, the bass should stay simple. If the bass is moving more, keep the break a little more stable. That contrast is part of the magic. If you want a little more menace, add a short bass stab or a restyle accent. You can do this with a detuned saw patch in wavy-table or a filtered analog sound. Keep it short and dark and process it with EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and utility. And remember, keep the sub centered in mono so the low end stays solid. Now let's arrange the drop so it feels like a real DJ moment. A simple structure could be 2 bars of tension, then 4 bars of the main break groove, then 1 bar of switch up, then 1 bar of rewind cue, then 4 bars of payoff. That kind of shape feels natural in jungle and DDNB, because it gives the listener something to anticipate. You can mute the break briefly for the switch up. You can drop the bass out for 0.5 bar before the cue. You can bring the full groove back and after the rewind moment. These small arrangement moves are what make the section feel intentional instead of just repetitive. Add atmosphere if you want, but keep it subtle. Vinyl noise, a dark pad, rain texture, or distant ambience can help set the mood. High pass those background layers so they do not clutter the low end. The break should stay the star. Automation is the final ingredient that turns a loop into a living drop. Automate filter cutoff on the break or bass. Automate reverb send before a switch up. Automate echo feedback for a transition. Even a simple 4-bar filter opening, followed by a sudden close before the drop, can make the whole section snap. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, do not overwarp the break. Too many warp markers can kill the groove. Second, do not make the break too loud. Let saturation and punch do the work instead of just turning it up. Third, do not overload the bass. If the bass is huge all the time, the drop loses contrast. Fourth, do not skip the switch up. A straight loop can work, but it will not give you that rewind-worthy energy. Fifth, keep your sub mono and centered so the low end stays strong. And sixth, do not use too many layers. Beginners often overbuild. In this style, less is usually more. Here are a few pro-style tips to push the sound further. Dirty the break just a little with drum bus or saturator. That gives it grime without destroying the punch. Cut the low end from anything that is not bass or kick. Use ghost notes and micro-edits, like tiny snare rolls or quick hat flicks, to speak the jungle language. And if you really want variation, try resampling your chopped break to audio, then chopping it again. That is a classic way to find accidental gold. Also, think like a selector. Ask yourself, would a DJ want to rewind this? If the answer is yes, you are probably doing something right. Let's do a quick practice idea. Build a 4-bar rewind drop using only 4 elements, 1 Apache-style break loop, 1 chopped switch up, 1 bass note or stab, and 1 rewind cue. Keep it simple. Loop the break for 2 bars, add a fill in bar 2, place a reversed hit before bar 3, bring in the bass on bar 3, and then repeat the groove with 1 extra snare chop in bar 4. If it feels too empty, add a little atmosphere, a short delay on 1 hit, or a subtle crash at the start. The goal is not to make it huge, the goal is to make it effective. So let's recap. You learned how to warp and clean a break in Ableton Live 12, how to slice it into a drum rack, how to program a switch up, how to make a rewind cue, how to support everything with a simple bass layer, and how to arrange the whole thing for maximum impact. The big idea to remember is this: a great jungle drop is not just about loud drums. It is about contrast, rhythm changes, space, energy control, and memorable breaks. Start with a strong break. Make one bold switch up. Let the rewind moment land with confidence. That is the old school DNB formula right there. If you want, I can also turn this into a Screen My Screen Ableton workflow or give you a simple device chain cheat sheet for the break, bass, and rewind effects.